안녕하세요. 회화와 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, 비오의 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 당신을 위해서, 당신의 이익을 위해서, 당신을 위해서 말하는 겁니다. 이런 표현 영어로 배워보도록 하겠습니다. 대화 들어보시죠.
I heard you're thinking about quitting your job.
Yeah, I've been really unhappy there lately. I just don't think it's the right fit for me anymore.
But have you really thought this through? Quitting without having another job lined up isn't a good decision. I'm telling you this for your own good.
I know, John. It's just that I cannot stand being there another day. It's taking a toll on my mental health.
I understand it's tough, but quitting impulsively might only make things worse. You could end up in a more difficult situation. Take some time to look around for other opportunities while you're still employed. I'm telling you this for your own good.
제가 회사를 그만둘까 생각 중이라고 하니까 존이 당신을 위해서 하는 말인데 잘 생각하라 이런 충고를 했습니다.
I'm telling you this for your own good.
당신을 위해서 말하는 겁니다.
Think it through. I'm telling you this for your own good. Think it through.
충분히 생각하세요.
I'm telling you this for your own good.
당신을 위해서 말하는 겁니다.
I'm saying this for your own good. It's all for you. I'm telling you this for your own good.
상대방에게 하고 싶은 충고를 말씀하신 후에
For your own good. For your own sake. For your own benefit.
이렇게 말씀하시면 됩니다. 당신을 위해서 말하는 거예요.
I'm telling you this for your own good.
오늘은 당신을 위해서, 당신의 이익을 위해서, 당신을 위해서 말하는 겁니다.
I'm telling you this for your own good.
자, 이 표현 배우고 있습니다. 오늘의 대화 느린 속도로 들어보도록 하겠습니다.
I heard you're thinking about quitting your job.
Yes, I've been really unhappy there lately. I just don't think it's the right fit for me anymore.
But have you really thought this through? Quitting without having another job lined up isn't a good decision. I'm telling you this for your own good.
I know. It's just that I cannot stand being there another day. It's taking a toll on my mental health.
I understand it's tough, but quitting impulsively might only make things worse. You could end up in a more difficult situation. Take some time to look for other opportunities while you're still employed. I'm telling you this for your own good.
대화 해석해 보겠습니다.
I heard you're thinking about quitting your job.
당신이 회사를 그만둘 생각을 한다고 들었어요.
Have you really thought this through?
이것에 대해 충분히 생각했나요?
Quitting without having another job lined up isn't a good decision. I'm telling you for your own good. Quitting without having another job lined up isn't a good decision.
다른 직장이 줄 서 있는 게 아닌데 그만두는 것은 좋은 생각이 아닙니다.
I'm telling you for your own good.
당신을 위해서 하는 말입니다.
I can't stand being there another day.
또 다른 하루도
can't stand.
설 수 없다가 아니라 참을 수 없다 이런 말입니다.
It's taking a toll on my mental health.
내 정신 건강에 피해를 줍니다.
Take a toll on someone.
어떤 행동이 느끼지 못하는 사이에 부정적인 나쁜 영향을 미치거나 피해를 준다, 힘들게 한다 이런 뜻입니다.
Don't quit now.
지금 그만두지 마세요.
I'm telling you for your own good.
당신을 위해서 하는 말입니다.
I'm telling you for your own good.
자, 이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 한 번 더 들어보겠습니다.
I heard you're thinking about quitting your job.
Yeah, I've been really unhappy there lately. I just don't think it's the right fit for me anymore.
But have you really thought this through? Quitting without having another job lined up isn't a good decision. I'm telling you this for your own good.
I know. It's just that I cannot stand being there another day. It's taking a toll on my mental health.
I understand it's tough, but quitting impulsively might only make things worse. You could end up in a more difficult situation. Take some time to look for other opportunities while you're still employed. I'm telling you this for your own good.
Everyday English, 비오의 매일 영어, 오늘은
I'm telling you this for your own good.
당신을 위해서 하는 말입니다.
I'm saying this for your own good. It's all for you.
다 당신 잘 되라고 하는 소리, 영어로 표현해봤습니다.